From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. Earlier this month, U.S. government banned laptops and other large electronic devices from the passenger cabin on flights from the United States from 10 airports, including Egypt and Turkey. Britain also took similar measures. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says that the administration is not advising Flynn what to do. Spicer's remark was in contrast to a tweet early in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. Spicer also said the administration is urging people to cooperate with the investigation.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
That's White House spokesman Sean Spicer. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. researchers are enrolling people in the next phase of testing for a vaccine to protect Zika, the mosquito-borne virus that can cause birth defects in pregnant women. The director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told reporters Friday that the Zika vaccine has cleared preliminary safety hurdles and will now be tested on human volunteers in areas where the virus was prevalent to see if it is effective. Researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, say the trial will begin with a small number of people testing different doses or strengths of the vaccine. The families of some of the victims of the Sewol ferry disaster protested at South Korea's Mokpo Airport, on Saturday, as work began to search the wreckage for the remains of the last 9 victims of the 2014 sinking. The protesting relatives were criticizing the government's decision to exclude victims' families from the investigation, demanding they would be allowed to find out why their children died. This mother of one of the victims said, "We, the families, have been waiting for 3 years. We have to go in to find out why our children died and listen to their cries from 3 years ago. Please don't take this opportunity away from us." Most of the 304 people who died when the Sewol sank on April 16, 2014, were teenagers on a school trip. The wreck was raised from the seafloor last week and brought to the port on Friday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is facing criticism from a longtime ally over recent court rulings that strengthen the socialist president's grip on power. The powerful Attorney General Luisa Ortega denounced 2 Supreme Court rulings late Wednesday that effectively dissolved the opposition majority legislature and revoked lawmakers' immunity from prosecution, a defiant Maduro defended the Supreme Court in an appearance Friday and vowed to resolve the impasse between the Attorney General and the court through dialogue and the Constitution. And a last-second score in overtime has ended the longest winning streak in U.S. women's basketball history. Mississippi State stopped the University of Connecticut UConn Huskies' 111-game winning streak with a 66-64 win Friday night to advance to the national championship game against South Carolina that will be played on Sunday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, with a special focus on the present and new releases that have just come out that we call new and notable. This hour on Jazz America. I was just looking at the recent jazz charts and seeing some of the great releases that have come out recently that have been staying right there near the top, and I consider those new and notable releases. They've gained great fame and popularity in the United States, so that's why they've reached the top of those charts. We've also got a few that I want to play for you that are new but haven't reached the top of the chart yet, but certainly are notable in that they're most interesting and worthy of a little bit more focus. So that's coming up this hour here on Jazz America. And as always, we do give you the best of jazz past and present. And speaking of the past, but at the present, at the same time, I've got a new release, a host of them, as a matter of fact, from the Resonance Records label. It's called Jazz Haunts and Magic Vaults, The New Lost Classics of Resonance Records, as they've gone back into the archives and found some releases, some of which have never been heard before, including this one. Here is pianist Gene Harris with the three sounds from the album Groovin' Hard, live at the Penthouse, 1964 to 1968. Here's the song Blue Jeans, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we give you a taste of some of the latest and greatest releases. The chart of record for jazz recordings in the United States of America is known as Jazz Week, and reaching number 6 on the Jazz Week chart this week. That's Carmen Lundy with Have a Little Faith from her latest release, Code Noir, on which she not only writes the music, but also sings the lead and backup vocals and produces the work electronically, as well as playing multiple instruments, stringed instruments like guitar, as well as keyboards. Carmen Lundy, certainly notable as an artist, and her newest work, new and notable, as is Rebirth, the latest from pianist Billy Childs. This award-winning pianist and composer has certainly become known as one of the versatile players, Grammy Award winner, and one of the finest talents in jazz today. His latest release, Rebirth, that I just mentioned, entered the top 50 chart in the very first week it was possible at number 14. Let's enjoy a cut from that after we talk to Billy Childs here on VOA's Jazz America.
Russ Davis here in Indianapolis at the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition, and one of the gentlemen that is on the jury of judges is Mr. Four-time Grammy Award winner, Billy Childs. And thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Billy Childs is not wearing a hat right now, but figuratively speaking, he wears a lot of hats. One of them is piano. And so that's the young guy who sat down at the piano for the first time, started playing. Then there's the composer. Then there's the arranger. Mm-hmm. Then there's the performer live. Mm-hmm. And then there's the person in the studio and all those other things. And then you win the Grammy Award for arrangement. So, so what dominates? I mean, that's a silly question.
I just try to... I hear music, or I try to conceive of music and do the thing that will pull it off. If it involves arranging, I'll arrange. You know, for this particular project, arranging was what was needed. You know, that was kind of like the foot that I put forward. And then for other projects, composing, you know, and then piano, you know. It all stems from playing the piano, though.
You're here.
Yeah, you know.
But one last question.
Okay.
I know the early days, the Windham Hill days, really were beautiful compositions and wonderful projects. I remember, take for example this, one of my favorite
yeah.
works. When did composing first happen for you?
Oh, before that. Actually, I took piano lessons, and I had enough technique to make it into USC as a piano major, but my piano teacher said, you know, you'll be competing against other people who've been playing since they've been 3 years old. Why don't you try composing, since I know you excel in theory? Why don't you go as a composition major? And so I did, and so I wrote an audition composition piece. It was my first composition, and I got accepted, and, you know, that's when I started writing, like the late 70s, mid to late 70s.
Gotcha. Thank you, Billy.
Cool. All right.
New on the charts, notable and rising on the charts, Billy Childs with Dance of Shiva from his album Rebirth on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is John Scofield. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? To celebrate, here's a couple of things you can do. Go see some live jazz and take a friend who never thought they'd like it. You know they'll hear it live and become a fan for life. Then, when they have a birthday, give them your favorite jazz CD as a gift. You can give them one of mine, no matter what, this month and every month. Enjoy this glorious music called Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
The most recent release by the great guitarist John Scofield, certainly new and notable, because he won 2 Grammy Awards for this work, Country for Old Men, taking country music classics from the American songbook of country and folk music and turning it into modern jazz. Red River Valley, hope you enjoyed that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate that song to a guitarist who just wrote me an email. And speaking of which,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And I'm proud to say that I receive email from all over the world, but sometimes I receive email from American listeners who hear the show online or on my Moja Radio website, where I post each week's show for listening anytime you like. That's M-O-J-A, Moja Radio, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz. This one came from Patrick Donovan, and he wrote, "Just wanted to say, I heard the last show, and it was indeed sublime. You're exactly right. It was beyond any expectation. I am a guitarist." Patrick Donovan. Well, Patrick, I hope you enjoyed listening to John Scofield. And to all of you out there listening who are also musicians and happen to play the trumpet, here is a new and notable work from a great trumpeter from here in the USA, Jeremy Pelt. His latest release has reached number 3 on the Jazz Week chart here in the USA in the last couple of months. It's called Make Noise, and from that, here's a song entitled Chateau d'Eau, House of Water, on VOA's Jazz America. From Jeremy Pelt to the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, recorded in 1966 at the Village Vanguard with the song Low Down. From the album All My Yesterdays, new and notable on Jazz America.
Thank you. the day off. I should be working, the thought keeps lurking that I should shirk and take the whole day off. Nobody said after the dead I should have worked more. Live for today, tomorrow may never come. Go ahead and goof off and raise the roof off. There's proof it's so good to take the day off. Chase those blues off. Ooh, you can't lose when you take the day off. If your life is ho-hum, you're feeling so glum, my rule of thumb is to take the day off. Nobody said after the dead I should have worked more. Live for today, tomorrow may never come. When you put up your feet, life can be complete. You know it's so to take the day off.
With our list of new and notable releases, here's one that I just opened up a couple of days ago, sent to me in the mail from vocalist Yolanda Raboon. And from her album, simply titled Yolanda, that's Take the Day Off. An uplifting song and maybe a suggestion for you to stop working so hard and just kick back and listen to some jazz here on VOA's Jazz America for a little while. Now, let's turn to another of the releases that's gone right to the top of the American jazz charts. It's the great trumpeter from New Orleans, Nicholas Payton. His latest release is Afro-Caribbean Mixtape, and we'll hear a cut from that after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America.
The great trumpeter from New Orleans, Nicholas Payton, is our guest, and it's a pleasure to have a chance to sit and chat with you for the first time. And you've been a leader now since you were, what, 20 years old? You were a recording artist as a solo artist at 20. Now, that's, I mean, some people would say, wow, this guy, he got it quickly. But you've been playing for a long, long time, and from what I've heard, you actually began when your age was in single digits. And so I hope you don't mind giving them just a little bit of background.
No, I started playing trumpet when I was 4 years old.
Amazing.
Yeah. So my father gave me a pocket trumpet, which is a more compact version of the usual trumpet that we used to sing. And both of my parents are musicians, so I grew up in a household full of all kinds of music. My dad plays jazz and used to practice classical music. My mother is a classical pianist and a former operatic singer. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with a full range of music. And then being in New Orleans, of course, a very musical town. So all those elements there at my disposal, you know, it was very easy for me to once I made that decision to be a musician, I had all the information right there.
The always inventive Nicholas Payton with Junie's Boogie from his latest release, Afro-Caribbean Mixtape. Now, here's one that went all the way to number one. Organist Joey DeFrancesco on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. So Near, So Far. That's the name of the song you just heard from the great organist and trumpeter Joey DeFrancesco from his chart-topping release, Project Freedom, just one of the new and notable releases we focused on this edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and the shows during the month of April are very special to me because April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and we're going to focus on three very special artists on the next show, all with April birthdays. We'll talk to Herbie Hancock, who turns 77 on April the 12th, and remember two vocalists, Billie Holiday, 102 on April 7th, and Ella Fitzgerald, 100 on April 25th, on the next Jazz America.